Hannah, fantastic to have the first game of the year and have this resplendentness that is the Border Cup. You never get sick of winning stuff, do you, man?
No, it's good to get this one. I think that's our third try, Tom and I, so along with a few of the boys in the squad. We've been very unlucky. It's been sort of last sort of quarter, or we've knocked the ball over the line, last play of the game to lose, and to finally win one when we didn't expect to be as competitive and against an outfit that were very well drilled and coming off a good preparation and a tour. We had our first training run this morning and a lot of the boys didn't even know each other, or we hadn't seen play much, Tom and I, so we were very happy.
Of course, it was some of the best players for you. It was great to see the likes of Simon Newton and, of course, Andrew Moody, you know, pull the strings beautifully, but some of those young whippersnippers, how good were they?
Oh, you nailed it. Like, we had those two blokes who are just another level, and they showed their class tonight. But young fellas like Sione, the second rower from Walker, who was part of the squad last year, didn't get many opportunities. But this year, Tom gave him a start in a row, and I thought he was probably one of our best. I thought Jack Maunder was outstanding as well. He just continues on and improves and develops at six. And he's been part of the, you know, that's his second year in the senior squad. And then also we had the likes of Toby and Dominic from Scone, the English imports, who we hadn't seen till today and are certainly up to rep standard.
And we've got a very, very nice trial there at the Mid-North Coast at Coffs Harbour. They should have arranged it at your old stamping ground there at Dorigo. I think they've got the juniors in the middle of next month, but that's another opportunity for the boys to get together, get some other players in and really have a bit of a lash at the Newcastle Hunter Wildfires on the first day of the champs on the 29th of April.
Yeah, well, actually we are based at Dorigo for the Friday and Saturday to camp. It's going to be good. We decided to can a lot of the Saturday mornings at Gunnedah, culminated all into one big weekend, and I reckon we can get through a lot. And also we've established a trial, which can be hard enough to get other than the Darling Downs trial. So what we're going to do is make this an annual thing now. It'll be the Coast to Country Cup, and Mid-North Coast will be coming over to Central North next year. Mid-North Coast are a very developing representative side. They've got a very good structure in place, I believe. Angus Anderson and that, they seem to know what they're doing, some good coaches, and they're a zone on the rise at Country Week. I think they could probably win the Richardson Shield this year.
Well, certainly they've got enough teams and they've got two competitions to pull players out of, and certainly there's some fantastic talent, including, of course, the wee man there, Adam McCormack, who'll give you a bit of a hard time from the Vikings. But leaving club coaching for the last year or so, it's been a little bit different than just focusing on this particular team, and a different sort of set of satisfaction, but also a different responsibility, because you've got the best of the best of the zone and you've got to deliver them to another plane so they're like Simon Newton and end up becoming not only winning the Caldwell Cup, which is what it's all about, but also developing and being cockatoos as well.
Yeah, that's our job, is what you just said, and it's a short, sharp sort of program, which Tom and I enjoy. We're not tied to it all year, but I think the biggest thing is we're not there to probably teach the finer points of the game, although we are there to try and develop some people's game, but we've got to bring the squad together and get a structure in place pretty quick at this level, because the Illawarras and the Newcastles are training since September, October, camps and fitness, and it becomes a weekly thing for them for 6 months, and we get about probably three training sessions, so and one or two games. That's just about us getting in and getting into the nitty-gritty of the base patterns and stuff.
Of course, now I've got to finish off with a gratuitous plug for Davison and Cameron, and how's things going there and selling everything but beasts to houses? How's things going in your part of the world in Narrabri?
Oh, yeah, the cattle market's good. We could do with some rain, and cotton prices are good. So, town's sort of pretty happy, but, it's a bit of a dry spell, so a bit of rain wouldn't go amiss.
Well, Hunter, fantastic. What a way to start the season, eh? The magnificence that is the Border Cup. And we look forward to the winds flowing off the bat and having a real good crack at Country Week on the 29th and the 30th of April over there at Port Macquarie. And we thank you for your time.